Jayo Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Topi Jana Balaba Geri Varadhani Jaya Jaya Gopi Jana Balabha Giri Varadhari Jasoda Nandana Braja Jana Dandana Jasoda Nandana Braja Jana Dandana Jamuna Sira Vanachari Jamuna Sira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Gopi Jana Balabha Giri Varadhani Jasoda Nandana Braja Jana Dandana Jamuna Tira Vanachari Jamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Pari Vrajika Charja Stathara Sata Shishi Mari Sri Bhakti Vanaja Swami Prabhupada Ki Nitya Lira Pavishnam Vishnipad Paramahansa Pari Vrajika Charja Ashtatara Sata Shishi Mari Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Ki Jai Ananta Koti Vaishnavinda Ki Nama Charja Hairash Thakur Ki Pranjika Haushi Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nittananda Shidvaita Giradha Shri Vasari Gaura Bhakti Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gop Gopinath Samakanda Varagunagi Govardhanki Shri Vrindavandhanki Mayapur Navajipdhanki Jagannath Puri Dhanki Tulsi Devi Ki Bhakti Devi Ki Ganga Mai Ki Jamuna Mai Ki Samaveta Bhakti Vinda Glory Samadavati Glory Samadavati Glory Shri Guru Angaranga Pramadandhe Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Om
Shrimad Bhagavatam, second canto, 10th chapter, verse 18. Mukatas talo nirbina Kivata tropajayate Tato nana raso jagye Jivayayo digamyate. Mukatas talu nirdinam. Jivatatro pajayate. Tato nanaraso jagye. Jivayayo digamyate. Mukatastalo dibinna jivata trobajayate tato nanaraso jagye jivayayo digamyate. From the mouth, talu, the palate, nirbinam, being generated, jiva, the tongue, tatra, thereupon, upajayate, becomes manifested, tataha, thereupon, nana rasa, various tastes. Jagye became manifested. Jivaya by the tongue. Yeah. Which adhigamyate become relished. From the mouth, the palate became manifested, and thereupon the tongue was also generated. After this, all the different tastes came into existence so that the tongue can relish them. Purport. The gradual process of evolution suggests the explanation of the controlling deities, Adidaiva, because Varuna is the controlling deity for all relishable juices. Therefore, the mouth becomes the resting place for the tongue, which tastes all the different juices of which the controlling deity is Varuna. This suggests, therefore, that Varuna was also generated along with the development of the tongue. The tongue and the palate, being instrumental, are adibhutam, or forms of matter. But the functioning deity who is a living entity is Adi Daiva, whereas the person undergoing the function is Adhyatma. Thus, the three categories are also explained as to their birth after the opening of the mouth of the Bharat Purusha. The four principles mentioned in this verse serve to explain the three main principles, namely Adhyatma, Adidaiva, and Adibhutam, as explained before. Omagana, Tamarandashya, Gananjana, Shalakaya, Chaksalamana, Tamjana, Tasma, Shigaravayamaha. Mandeham Shri Ro Shri Tapatikam Lam Shri Gurum Vaishnavam Shri Rupam Sagatakam Sahagana Ravanatam Tam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Sadadutam Parichana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Navita Shri Vishakam Cha Panchakalpa Durubhyas Cha Kipasana Deva Cha Patitanam Pavanibha Vaishnadeva Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasudeva Gaura Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Mukatas Talu Nibenam Jiva Tatrobe Jayate Tato Nanaraso Jagye Jivaya Yodigam Yate. From the mouth became the palate became manifested, and thereupon the tongue was also generated. After this, all the different tastes came into existence so that the tongue can relish them. Well, the last verse had said, just get the context here, different things are being manifest from this Purusha. Bharat Purusha. So the last verse said that the living force being agitated by the Bharat Purusha generated hunger and thirst, and when he desired to drink and eat, the mouth opened. So now we're saying that the Bhagavatam is saying mukatas, from this mouth the mouth opened. Now, from this mouth the palate is manifest, thereupon the tongue is also generated. The mouth of the Virat Purusha. So in other places, the mouth is the source of, for instance, Muke Bohuru Padebhya. Vedas, they said that the Muke Bohuru Padebhya, the Varnashram system is also coming from this form of Krishna, Mukebhya, from the mouth of Brahmanas are coming. And then the arms, from the arms of Bharata Purusha, the Kshatriyas are coming, like that. So it was one aspect of seeing how this existence is coming. But interesting words in this verse, jiva, the tongue, and the rasa, to taste the tongue. So the living entity is also formed, his body is formed according to these senses. Adishtaya Manaschayam, in the 15th chapter you find in Bhagavad Gita. Adishtaya Manaschayam, Vishayana Upasevate, Shrotam Chakshu Sparshanam Cha, Rasanam Granam Eva Cha. So everybody should read 15th chapter. Raise your hand if you've read 15 chapter recently. Yeah, very nice. So the 15th chapter of the Gita, every chapter is a very amazing thing. And so the 15th chapter describes how the living entity is coming into being, and also based on this senses. He quits his body, and then he gets another body according to his taste. So we're little tiny reflections. So Krishna's tasting, we're tasting after Krishna. Yeah. Jiva. Therefore, Rupa Goswami says, when giving very important instruction, Upadeshamrita, Bacho Begam Manasakora Begam, Jiva Begam Udara Pastava, that the tongue has to be controlled somehow or other. and Jiva, the Jiva Asi, Jiva Ati, Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Probably the first shastra I ever heard was that verse, Shariyarada Vijayajal, but in those days of 68, that they didn't have the Bengali, so we come out and say the English. In English, it sounds very heavy. I mentioned that recently about Jayananda. He would come out and say this prayer, but there was no Bengali in those days, so he would just say the English. It's kind of scary, you know, the tongue. But when you hear the Bengali Sanskrit, it is much more relishable. English is important. We have to know English. Machabash, we have to know it. On our way to spiritual world, we'll speak only the Brijbasi and Sanskrit, or Devanag, Deva. But so anyway, Jivati, Jivati. Sharira Vidjajal Dhanriya Tohikal Jive Peli Vishaya Shagare Jive Peli Vishaya Shagare. The Jiva is thrown into the material world because of his attachment to the senses and the tongue. Is the ati, jiva ati, the most voracious. So, and here it sounds very kind of mechanical, virat purusha. Okay, why don't we open up the Chaitanya Charitamrita and find out, na Chaitanya Krishna Jagati Paratattvam, this virat purusha is some expansion, Kalyana, sometime it said it's imaginary even. But Mahaprabhu, in the beginning of Chaitanya, we're hearing Chaitanya Krishna, he's non-different from Krishna. And this expansion of Virata Purusha is some expansion, and then just for our beginning edification, we're hearing about it. So, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's showing the example how this Virat Purusha is really tasting. In fact, it says, Kaviraj Goswami tells us in the beginning of the chapter, I think it's 15, Anjalila, the Lord tastes nectar. So, how is Asvadya Svadayan Bhaktan Prema Diksham Ashikshay Krishna Bhavamritam Chaitanya Bandeshi Krishna Chaitanya Krishna Bhavamritam. And Krishna is coming as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and he's tasting so much nectar. And not only he's tasting nectar, but he's inviting us to also taste the nectar. Rasamalayam. Right in the beginning of the Srimad Bhagavatam, it was stated there, Rasamalayam. Nigamakaupataruagalitam palam shukamukut dhammatu dhavasamitam. Pibata Bhagavatam, Rasamalayam. Ahura horasika. So, seems like Bhagavatam is meant for this tasting of nectar. And so even we're reading this, it sounds, what is this? Virat Purusha, that. Done, but we have to see it in relation to the whole Bhagavatam. Pati shloki pati achare. That even a half a shloka, one word of Bhagavatam, always nectar. That if one chants and the benediction is given by the Acharya, by Sutta Goswami, in the end of the Bhagavatam, that if we chant or we induce others to hear Bhagavatam, one who, that he purifies himself, Atma, Punati, he. That if you chant Eka Shloka Padardamba, if you chant one shloka, half a shloka, or any part of Bhagavatam, Akshare, Pati Akshare, only one syllable of Bhagavatam is nectar. So every syllable we're seeing here, so how the Bhagavatam is glorified as every syllable being nectar. Krishna Tulyo Bhagavata, equal to Krishna, everything. Adano Pete. So although Krishna is not here, visible, gone, well, we're getting it here. And so in reference to this tongue, again, Shukadeva, I think it's Shukadeva, back in, was it back? Yeah. In the second canto, we heard it. It seems like a very long time ago. In one way where it didn't happen long ago, we heard this whole second canto. But because there's so much nectar in Bhagavatam, it seems like, wow, not even the same canto or something. Bile bhattara krama vikramam nishinvata karna putte. What was said there in the third chapter, that one who doesn't hear Bhagavatam, his ears are like the snake holes. Snakes go in, it's scary, they go in the holes. One who doesn't hear about the prowess of Krishna, which of course the Bhagavatam is explained. Vikraman means the great, amazing pastimes are going on throughout whole Bhagavatam. Nishindata Karnapute. Jivasati Dadarakeva. His tongue is Dadaraka Eva. Dadaraka is the frogs. His tongue is like the frog. Even Kaviraj Goswami says in Chaitanya Dhamita that the Bekolaho, Vidyapat Bekolaho, even those learning academies, not that they're just speaking Gramikata only, but he says, Tansabada Vidyapat Bekolaho. He was condemning even the systems of education. Of course, in those days, they had better system of education. They learned Shastras, but nowadays, learning all something. We don't know what, but he says, this is the colossal croaking of frogs, Prabhupada translates. This is Kaviraj Goswami. Colossal. Nice words. So jivasati, asati, we know Sati in the fourth canto, the wife of Lord Shiva. And she's very chaste, so the word sati means chaste, but there in the third chapter, second canto, jiva asati, the tongue, which does not chant, especially in Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Bhagavad Gita, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. So a lot of things, Gopal Champu, Brihat Bhagavatam, all the different commentaries. We have a lot to chant. So he's saying, Jivasati Dadragaya Sutta. Now, Chopagaya Urugaya Gata. The songs of the Uruga, that person who is worthy to be glorified. These things that people are chanting in the material world are not worthy to be glorified, you know, asking so many questions. And Prabhupada's describing that in first canto, asking so many questions. The birds are asking questions. The lawyers in the court, the judges, the storekeepers and the shoppers are asking, well, how much is this? I mean, so many talking is going on. So when Raghunath Das Goswami, he was very rich, rich kid, but he got married and he was always trying to escape. And he was, for those who are newer, don't know, Raghunath Das Goswami, his father and uncle were the richest, practically richest persons in the entire Nadia. They used to support Brahmins and millions of dollars. They were tax collectors. And they kept a portion of their collections enough. So Raghunath Das was very wealthy, but he was always wanting to go to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Finally, he got so much mercy from Nityananda Prabhu, and he came to Puri, and immediately he was put under the care of Sarupira Raghu. He was put under the care of Sarup Damodar. We heard about his disappearance a couple days ago. So Raghunath Das was very humble. He didn't even go directly. He was living just next to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Probably in the same house, practically, you could say. But still, he was feeling humble, but he had one request when he first came from... He escaped. Usually it takes... I've never walked from Bengal to Puri, but it takes time. But he went very quickly in 12 days. Probably takes 2 or 3 weeks, right? To walk. I think they say it takes 3 weeks.
A month.
A month even. But it says he did in 12 days. And in 12 days, he didn't think about eating or sleeping. His tongue was, he was only fixed on the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he was sometimes eating some, he got a little milk sometimes on the way. He slept in someone's cow, Goshala. And then when he finally arrived, so he was put under the care and of Swarup Damodar. But he said, I have one request. He asked Swarup Damodar, just if Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could directly tell me just something. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, of course, Raghunath Das was so surrendered, he knew everything because he was put under the care of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, of Swarup Damodar by Lord Chaitanya. So he thought, I don't have really to say anything, but still he asked for one thing. And what did he hear? Balana kaibe aro balana paribe. Now that you're in the renounced order, gramya kata na shuni be, gramya varta na kaibe. Don't mix with ordinary persons, village people who are speaking about their household life. Of course, all the devotees are married, talking about their household life. We have to ask ourselves, are we talking? What are we talking? But fortunately, we have so many shastra to talk about, even in household life. But so Mahaprabhu gave him this instruction. And he said, Jiva, lala se jay itiuti dai. Itiuti is very nice. Bengali means running here and there. It sounds like what it is. Iti uti. Jiva lala se. By greed of the tongue, people are running everywhere. All living entities are running. All these ants, when you take away their grain, or if you give them something, they're running after it. Or the squirrel out here, he's very picky though. He only wants halva usually. Sometimes he might. Yeah. But generally, every living entity is running after some food. That's all they're doing. Other eating, sleeping, mating, depending. So, and the human beings are doing the same. So, therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave him just these simple instructions. Jiva lala se. The jiva, the greed, by greed of the tongue, everyone's running here and there. Jiva lala se, jivati dai, shishnodara prayana krishna nahipai. And they're controlled by the belly and genitals, Shishna Udra. Then what happens? Krishna Nahipai. They don't get Krishna. So then Raghunath Das was very satisfied. And Mahaprabhu said, it's okay. Swarup, he will instruct you all the details. I mean, there's a lot of details, but this is the basic idea for someone in the renounced order of life. So, and Raghunath Das, he satisfied Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In fact, the first 2 years, when he first came, he was just eating some at the Singhadwar, begging, getting some food. Of course, Singhadwar means you're getting Mahaprasadam. You're not getting just some old food, you're getting some pretty good. But after some time, he stopped going there. He was going to the, where they just give out old food. And even after that, well, for 2 years during that time, because his father had sent him servants, he didn't take the money, but he would take a few paisa, and he would make feasts for Lord Chaitanya every few weeks for the sannyasis. But he was thinking, Lord Chaitanya was watching him taking it. Of course, he's such a sincere, so he was taking Raghunath's feast. I don't know if the feast was Mahaprasad, whatever it was. So. But after a while, he wasn't even showing up. He didn't see Lord Chaitanya. He said, where's Raghunath? First, he was asking Swarup Damodar Govinda, where's Raghunath? I don't see him now. He's not even in Singhadwar. No, he's taking it to begging at the booth where they just give out some. And Lord Chaitanya said, that's nice, because then he doesn't have to speak to anyone. Hardly has to. But even after that, he said, well, he's not even there. You know, I don't see him in the begging booth. Where is he gone now? So now he's only taking, the cows are not eating, he's taking that. So he was controlling his tongue to the point that he was not even, he was eating the old rice that the cows would not eat from the Tailanga, the cows there, on the side of the Puri temple. So he had to wash it off. Everyone knows what rotten rice smells like, they didn't want to eat it. He was eating, washing it, putting a little salt. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he heard about that, he ran there. And Govinda said, where are you going? He said, no, And he grabbed the rice, the old rice, out of Raghunath's hand to eat it. So this is the ultimate controlling of the tongue. But how does he get to that point? Is he's relishing a higher. So Mahaprabhu is describing that. This is what is described in Chaitanya Charitamrita. There's not just that he's eating dry rice, but Raghunath is absorbed in the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Of course, he had direct association. He's seeing him every day. And he's with Sri Rupa Damodar. So Radha Krishna Sevebe. Lord Chaitanya told him, think of Radha Krishna in your mind. So if someone tells you, think of Radha Krishna in your mind, you know, what will you do? Okay, maybe 5 minutes, 1 minute, half minute. But Raghunath was doing, getting the instruction of Sri Rupa Damodar. So he was relishing Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikriti Haladini Shakti Rasmat. He was participating in his pastimes. So Kaviraj Goswami has benedicted everyone in his Mangalacharan that Anarpita Charin, that's Rupa Goswami actually, Anarpita Charin Charat, after a long time, or who knows how long, billions of years, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has appeared, one life of Brahma, it takes a long time. Anarpita Charin Charat Kurunavatir Nakaro, in this age of Kali, and giving Karuna the full mercy. Karunya means mercy. Anarpita Charin Charat Kurunavatina Samarpai Tam Unut Ujvala Sam. He's giving the Ujvala Rasa. The rasa here is mentioned. So what is that rasa? The taste, the tongue is also called rasa. Rasamalayam, because it's tasting. But what is the taste? It's not the mundane taste. We're getting the Ujvala Rasa. Sabakti Sriyam Hari Purata Sundara Duti Kadamba Sandipata. Sada Hriday Kandare, and he's giving Kandare Spuratu Vasachinandana. When we read Chaitanya Charitamrita, when we read Bhagavatam, we're getting the benediction to get this higher taste, this Ujvala Rasa. We don't immediately become Rasika like Mahaprabhu. He was tasting. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to the temple of Jagannath during the Gopala Balabhabo ceremony, and the Mahaprasad came off the altar. First he went there and he was so much in ecstasy, he asked the doorkeeper, Varaka, he said, can you show me Krishna? And the doorkeeper was also a devotee. And he grabbed Lord Chaitanya by the hand and he brought him to see the darshan of Jagannath, Baladev Subhadra. He said, Here is Gopal. And he was seeing Gopal. There's a painting that there's Jagannath, but he's seeing Gopal like that. So Mahaprabhu was seeing like that, ecstatically. And then some prasad came, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had some with Govinda. I think it was Govinda there. And a little bit. Prasad aleshana guhita evahi. If one gets a little bit of prasad, janati tattam bhagavam himno, he will get full knowledge of Krishna. Bhagavan himno. So anyway, Mahaprabhu took, Govinda wrapped some up in his chadar, a plate or something, we don't know what. Maybe it was a huge pot. It says he wrapped it in his chadar. I mean, you could wrap, you know, because later on they shared it with Sri Damodar and several devotees. But Chaitanya was tasting this prasadam, and he tasted it as koti amrita, koti svadas amrita. It was millions, this taste was millions of times better than nectar. Of course, we're not sure what nectar is. Amrita svadanam. But we're always after that taste. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Chaitadarpanamag Bhav Mahadavag Nirvahapanam Shaya Karagachandrikapanam Anandam Buddhi Vardhanam Patibhadam Purna Amrita svadanam. We want to taste that nectar. So, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is tasting it, that nectar, 10 million times, koti, millions of times, more than nectar, whatever nectar. We're after nectar, but Chaitanya is tasting this. So his taste, and he's wanting to distribute. He's giving to his intimate associates, but he also, kaya hok lok ajare amare. He's tasting the fruits in the Panchatattva, where they're all tasting the fruits. of love of God. Prema, pumarto maham. This is the goal of human life. So, but he's tasting and he's satisfied. Unlimitedly satisfied, but he's satisfied. And he's becoming more satisfied at every moment. But still, he wants to share those fruits. Therefore, he instructs everyone, especially those that bharat bhumite hoila manusha janmajam. Etava janma safal yam. The fall is the fruits. Those who have this human form of life, especially if you're born in Bharata, sometimes Bharata is also the whole planet, sometimes it's, it can be just India. But he's saying Bharat. So Prabhupada was the emissary also, bringing the fruits of love of God. So fruit doesn't usually look like a book like this, but these are the fruits he's distributing. Therefore, we're getting the benediction from Rupa Goswami, from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is none other than Radha Krishna Nahiyanya. So those fruits are there for us to taste. But in order to taste, just like Mahaprabhu, after he tasted that nectar, he said, wow, wait a minute. Now, this fruit, this is ordinary food, right? Everyone's eating this, some black pepper, cardamom, some yogurt, different things are in this prasadam. So, but no, this is Krishna Pela. Then he quoted a verse which actually Kaviraj Goswami wrote in the Govinda Lilamrita. Same Madana Mohana. Saki tanoti jiva palam. He has several verses about each sense. And each one, it ends up with the same last line, similar. Same madana mohana saki tanoti netras. And that means, wow, this is the smell of Krishna, you know. This is amazing. But in this particular verse that he quoted, it says, saki tanoti jiva. The taste, the tongue. So these gopis he's describing in his verses, several verses actually. Srupa Damodar quoted the first verse. What did he quote? He quoted from the gopis' song in, I think, chapter 31, 10th canto. That it says, "Svarta venana shushtu chumbitam." That when Krishna takes up his flute and he plays that flute, "Vishmaranam vitra raga vishmaranam." You know, all mankind loses their raga. They forget all their attachments. If you hear this flute of Krishna, you'll give up all attachment. Everyone is eligible. No one is eligible, ineligible to taste this nectar. When Chaitanya is distributing the nectar, patra patra vichar nahishtanastan. He doesn't consider who, patra means who's a recipient. Of this person, like in the Bhagavad Gita, it says one should not give, charity to those who are like bums in the street. they might who knows what. Ordinary beggars begging for money, he's going to spend, he might spend on anything, they don't know. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Kaviraj Goswami is saying that these panchatattva, vicharana, they don't have any of this consideration, they're giving it out. Of course, one cannot accept it unless he is all little purified. He won't care. Like Prabhupada said, if you offer a hog some halwa, he'll say, "No, sir, give me stool." "No, sir, give me stool." So. They're not interested. I'm sure. I haven't tested these pigs, but I'm sure they would eat halwa. I don't know. But they prefer stool anyway. Just like the tongue is so voracious that if you go in any city, of course in India they have better food, but Prabhupada said that in Bombay, I've seen in Bombay, every other store is a restaurant, he said, every other store is a restaurant. And even the man is eating at home, his wife is cooking very nicely, middle class, upper class residents of India, they eat much better than anybody in the world usually, I mean, especially if they're vegetarian, but we don't want to know what else they eat. But many devotees have eaten Indians, so, you know, they're expert usually. And so Prabhupada said, even though they've eaten very nicely, still they go out, "Oh, let me taste this, let me taste that." Prabhupada was watching this go on, how this And he said how he had gone to Germany. But in your Germany, he said, they don't even eat, they're just drinking liquor. Prabhupada was, it's funny when you see, drinking, every other shop is a drinking shop, and they're passing urine in the streets. But they drink so much. He saw that when he first went to Germany, I think in 69, 8, maybe 9. So therefore the tongue is so out of control, and Prabhupada is describing, we read it, that the fish, you know, the fish is not really hungry, but when he sees some bait, he goes for it. Wow, he's finished. And all the other senses. So Prahlad Maharaj also describes in his one prayer, Prahlad Maharaj's so many great prayers, Jivai Kato Chuti, first thing he mentions is the tongue also. Jivai Kato, on one side is the tongue, and he's describing all the senses. Jivai Kato Chuti Vikarshiti Mavi Tripta. So the man, he's on one side, the tongue is driving him one way, Chuti Vikarshiti Mavi, and he's not satisfied. He's eating more and more, even though he's full, he has to eat more and more. Taste more and you get fat. Maybe he doesn't, and then he has to try to lose weight. Prabhupada was laughing. He said, so in the West, they have so many diets, and they're like, just stop eating. Why don't they just stop eating? So anyway, Jivaikato Chuti, so Prahlad Maharaj's wonderful prayer, Jivaikato Vitkashti Mabitrita, Shishnonyatas Tagudaram. He's saying, and then the genitals are dragging on one side. Udaram, the belly. And so he's giving a whole list. Jivai, starting with the tongue, though. Jivai kato chuti vikarshiti mabhi chit. Grano nyatas chakala drit kachakama shaktir. He says, grano, the nose wants to smell something nice. I don't know what's nice. Sometimes you walk by where the people are eating. Like, I know I went into one restaurant, I had to meet some Karmi engineer years ago. And it was maybe Subway's down in Alachua. And just going in there, I didn't eat anything. I had to go and change my clothes. The smell is so bad. I don't understand how they can. But anyway, they're attracted to something. Granonyata. Chapala drig means things flickering in front of your eyes. Like you want to see something. Oh, let me see. You know. Of course, this is a movie. It's chapala drig. It's a perfect description. It's flickering images on the screen. Karma shakti, or that refers to all the indriyas, the working senses. Therefore, he compares it, geha patim lunamti, geha patim, what is it called? Sapatnya geha patim. Geha pati is the husband of the, he's in the house, geha patim, and he's destroyed, annihilated, because all these senses are just like so many wives. Sapatnya. Actually, patnya means enemy too, but in Sanskrit is very interesting. But so when there's co-wives, they're automatically, and they might be inimical to each other. So it's a very nice. So all the senses are dragging. As Prabhupada was lecturing on this in Mayapur, he said, so what will he do? He's finished. With your senses, that is the godasa. So imagine, Prabhupada came to make all the godasas into Goswami. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's tasting this such high nectar, and he's, Srupa Damodar is chanting this gopi song, Surtavardhanam, Shokanashanam. Surtavardhanam means that, it's increasing this desire for Krishna, Shokana, and at the same time, Shokanashanam is destroying all our lamentation. Surtavardhana, Shokanashanam. And this, what is that? Describing the flute of Krishna. So the gopis, they're transcendentally envious of the flute also, because the flute is getting the nectar of Krishna's lips, the pela, before they do. So they also have so many slokas and verse. They're complaining. What is going on? We're the ones who are eligible to take the nectar. This flute is simply full of faults, dosha, holes. It's full of holes. It's a simple dry wooden bamboo stick. And why is it taking the nectar of Krishna? And the flute is also taunting. In the, some of the shlokas, the flute is taunting the gopis. Aha, so you are so eligible. Well, I know I'm a little fearful that you're eligible, but somehow I am tasting the nectar. See if you can get the nectar. And even the forefathers of the flute, the bamboo that's growing on the side of the Jamuna, other bodies of water, it is rejoicing, ah, our bamboo or our wooden descendant is now being held by Krishna. So, but the gopis are complaining ecstatically. They're saying, we want to know where the flute, what kind of, what it did, some punya in its previous life, what it did, chanted some special magical mantra, or it went to some special holy place that we don't know. Of course, they're in Vrindavan, they're in Goloka Vrindavan. But they're saying like that. So they, everyone is after it. And when that flute comes into the gopi's ears, it's like a bird, it rests in there and never, it can't, then they're complaining, like Lord Chaitanya is complaining. He said, don't talk about Krishna. Radharani is saying, don't talk about Krishna. Now I'm going mad, I'm going too mad. Stop talking about Krishna. You're going to stop. Lord Chaitanya says, all of his senses are like horses going in different directions after Krishna. Our senses are going after Maya, his senses are going after Krishna. So, okay, so this is all I could say about this right now. If we have some...
You were discussing eating out, people eating out. Can you remind us of the effects of eating karmi food, eating outside food?
Lord Chaitanya quoted one verse in reference to Raghunath Das that if one, nishfala jivan, if one eats vishayara anakkoile, dushtohoilama, anyway, that's one line of it, yeah. I'm too stupid to know all the lines, but I know at least that one. Dushkama, it will make the mind wicked if you eat food cooked by the Vishayi. I was noticing too, interesting, I didn't notice so recently that the servants of Jagannath are called Vishayi. It's a funny thing. You know, why are they called Vishayi? You know, I don't know. But Vishayi is actually refers to those who want to enjoy. So one has to give that up. What did we have that song? Ruba Raghunatha Pade. Vishaya Acharya Kobe Shuddha Habiman. When I can give up this sense gratification. Vishaya refers to Vishayi, those who are just simply enjoying sense gratification. And Vishaya, Vishima Vishaya, Vishaya Sata Takaino. Narottam Das says, I'm always trying to enjoy this poison of sense gratification. Vishaya Acharya Kobe Shuddha Habiman. Kabe Hama, what is it? Shri Vrindavan. If you want to attain Vrindavan, even if you're in Vrindavan, you may not be in Vrindavan, Prabhupada said. If you, after Vishaya Bhog, just trying to enjoy, you will not be in Vrindavan.
Ahara Sutta.
Huh?
Ahara
Sutta 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 Dhruva Smriti. Yeah. Navanava Rasa Dhamma. You'll be liberated simply. I just see 17th chapter of Gita describes there. What is it? For the Balya Vidya Snigda Rasa. The foods in the mode of goodness, they may not even be offered, but still, those foods, they increase longevity and good health. Balarogya Shuddha, they're pure and they're juicy and not dry. Foods in the mode of ignorance, we don't even, I don't think Krishna even mentions meat, but yeah, you understand that it's tamasi. What is that verse, Narottam's verse? It says adupati jai, what is it, jnana karma tagod, no, what is it? First line. Kabe, by eating, one is getting newer and more bodies. Kadaya bhakshan kori. Adupati jai. Kadaya means abominable food. They're eating abominable food. automatically animals are eating so many abominable things. You know, when you drive on the road, and you see, I saw yesterday, all the time, you see the dead armadillo and all the crows and vultures are going after that.
Sometimes devotees are going out, they're thinking, oh, there's a healthy restaurant. You know, they're cooking very healthy vegetarian food. So what is the impact if we think,
Prabhupada also sometimes said if you offer, you know, but that was not every circumstance. Like one time they were sitting at a table with some wealthy life members and there was onions in the food. And one devotee said, Prabhupada, this onion that Prabhupada did not make. And he said, no, I don't taste it.
That was in
Calcutta. Yeah. I don't taste it. So, you know, have to be, you know, of course he didn't probably, he probably might have spit it out, but I'm sure he didn't go back there. Ganakanda, Gamakanda, Vishaya, Amrita Bolya. They're thinking it's nectar. Nana Yoni, but what happened? Nana Yoni Sadapiri. They're getting so many new births. Kadarya Bokankori. They're going down, down, down. Okay, so anything else?
I was just thinking, one thing, like Bhishma, they say that one of the reasons he didn't defend the Pandavas because his mind was poisoned by, you know, foodstuffs that was done, cooked in bad consciousness. So it seems like the science of cooking. I remember hearing that, you know, Prabhupada was in Australia and he ate some puris. And he said, I can understand by eating these puris that this devotee is following the regular principles very nicely.
Right.
So I guess that's the danger of...
Might have been korma, hopefully. I think it's korma.
Probably.
So he got the benediction to write so many...
Can you say it again? Just by tasting the...
Puri, some puri that he was...
Yeah, Prabhupada ate some puri. He said, I can understand by eating this puri, this prasadam, that the devotee who cooked it is following the regulative principles very nicely. So, you know, we're affected. And think about when we first joined. I mean, this is something you never hear. I never, ever heard anywhere, you know, eating all the health food and everything perfect. But this idea that the consciousness of the person who prepares the food, it goes into the food. So we were encouraged to eat so much, you know. Even when a new devotee would come and say, no, eat more, eat more. Eat as much as you can because... It would just purify the whole body and purify the mind. So, you know, probably, you know, there's best and second best and third best. Best is supposed to be, according to the scripture, right? The best is if you cook it yourself. Second best is if your wife cooks it. There's third best, fourth best, fifth best. But it's all about consciousness, I guess, right? Is that right, Mahamati?
Well, second best,
where does it say?
Yeah. Right? Why? No, I mean, Hansa Duda said this, that he used to cook a lot for himself, because Prabhupada told him, if you cook yourself, you can't complain. And Prabhupada mentions that when he was young, he would see so many Brahmins, they don't even eat their wife's cooking, but they're on the side of the road cooking their own. I don't know how many Brahmins are still doing, but at least when Prabhupada, 100 years ago, they were doing like that. I was thinking also of Lord Chaitanya, Ekdina Shanti Pore. Advaitira, and he came to Advaita's house and they were eating the shak. There were 20 types of shak, Bhaktivinoda Thakur describes, that each one he describes, but achuta. And so we only know how many spinach we know, a couple of we see different ones, but they're describing 20. And Lord Chaitanya was so fond, he said, E shak asvadine Krishna prema. Asvadine, what does it say? If you take this shak, you'll get Krishna prema. Just by eating the spinach. This prasad. And then he describes the sweets, Bhaktivinoda songs, there's five of them, right? Besides the Vijayajal, Shadda Vijayajal, then it comes to the shak, the khichdi, the sweets. So just by eating that, Prabhupada said, just by eating this, we go back to God.
I was thinking of Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu said this, say shak Krishna Sadhguru. He himself is Krishna, but
he's saying Krishna.
I've heard about Prabhupada saying the mother's cooking is prasad, mother's cooking, because there's so much love
right.
that is put in there. This was in regards to some devotee eating at her mother's place who's not a devotee or something like that. I know you would know anything.
Not even a devotee.
Yeah.
Right, what did you say?
Mother's cooking is as good as prasad because
the children.
For the children, because yeah, for the children, because it's cooked with so much love. So the
not if it's some abominable thing, though.
Yeah, of course. But one thing I was thinking of is you're talking about the tongue and the rasa. So just this morning, I was reading Rupa Goswami's Namashtakam, and the very last line. It's very neat how he uses the word rasame rasena. He says, Tom Krishna nama spure rasane rasena sada. So he uses the word tongue, rasena, and then rasane, lovingly. So I was just thought
Namashtakam.
About it. Namashtakam, yeah. Yeah, the very last line.
I mean, what fools are we that we don't memorize all, you know,
it's just
we don't have
beautiful.
A brain. Next life, we can memorize every single thing. Then.
I mean, this, I was thinking, just memorize this little, the last phrase of the last.
That last line, rasane.
Tvam Krishna nama kamam swarame rasane rasena sada. You just chant that before you chant your rounds. It's like beautiful.
What's the translation?
Tvam Krishna nama. May you, your he's talking to the holy name, and he says, "Oh dear, holy name." Please, Sphure, just manifest lovingly on my tongue all the time. So beautiful.
That's why, you know, chanting the English and chanting the Sanskrit to me would never equal, even since the first day I joined, but be that as may, English is, if only people want to chant the English, do it. But Prabhupada said, what if someone's you're selling a book and someone says, pronounce this in the street, because they don't know what it is. And you cannot chant a shloka. It's like, what is that? That is a defeat. You should know how to say those shlokas.
Well, if he doesn't understand Sanskrit, he's going to know the difference.
Doesn't matter. If they hear it, they'll be purified. Even you would get purified.
I just want to say how I appreciate your... just speaking on the word taste from the beginning of your lecture to the end, and how you progressed from everybody gets a form, a body, according to their taste, and everyone's running here and there to satisfy their taste, and then you come to the really transcendental level of the flute and the envy of the gopis for the flute, because of they're getting the taste of Krishna's lips.
It's there.
It seems the word, this taste, if taste to satisfy the tongue originally, but then as taste evolves to this spiritual level, then it's more like hearing. Although, to
be said, Pibito chuta piyusham. This is Brigad Maharaj in second canto. We've already read that. I think it's back in the seventh, I forget, fourth, fifth, I forget. He says, Name Shivo, Shavayanti. I am not hungry, I'm not thirsty, because I am drinking the nectar. It's flowing into my ears, your nectar of your speaking. There's one verse like that, but then later there's more similar verses. So at one time I was so thirsty, I made an offense against that sage. But now, forget it. I'm fully satisfied, even though I haven't eaten anything or drank anything in days. So, Pibantiye Bhagavata Atmana Satam Katamritam Shravana Puteshu Sambhidam. That's a verse in that last verse of that one chapter. Drinking, you're drinking this. Pibantiye Bhagavata, you drink the Bhagavatam, yes. Shruta Ikshita. Everyone wants to see God, but Shruta Ikshita. By hearing it, you'll see. Anything else?
I was just remembering the story that Aravinda told, that he was on a train sitting next to this young man. He's probably like in his early 20s. And he shared his prasadam, you know, with...
This was Aravinda?
Aravinda, yeah.
That used to live here?
Mm-hmm, used to live here. And so they began talking, and the young man revealed that he'd never eaten anything in his life besides his mother's cooking. Nothing. I just thought that was pretty.
That was the first time?
No, he was still eating his mother's cooking. He was sharing with Aravinda, but he shared it
with Aravinda? Aravinda shared with him?
No, he shared with Aravinda. Oh. But he told Aravinda he'd never eaten anything in his life.
And his mother was hopefully cooking, you know, some good things.
Don't let her die.
Might have already happened. You'll be able to find it. Right. India's a small place. You can find these. Hey,
since Madhumati said, Prabhupada said, that when a mother cooks for her child, it's full of love and prasadam, right? It's like prasadam.
Did you hear that directly in lecture?
No, actually. So I can't.
All right.
I'm going to go with it. Let's just go with it for now. Okay. Right. We'll do the research later. But and since Prabhupada, I lost the joke. You already caught.
You can't think, luckily for us.
Oh, and then because Prabhupada said that we should see every woman as our mother, right? So, does that mean we shouldn't eat food cooked by men who are karmis?
But women, we can eat anything they cook. Yes. No. That's the Siddhanta. Okay. Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.